It's
Hello.
the Hucklebug. It's the Hucklebug.
It's the Hucklebug. It's the Hucklebug.
It's the Hucklebug. Okay.
Hucklebug.
Sorry, we've
Hucklebug.
just.
That's what we'll do for 5 minutes.
We've both
just
got coffee at the ready.
For five
But we
minutes,
haven't
we're
had
just
it
gonna go
yet.
Hucklebug. Hucklebug.
That's right.
Hucklebug.
So until the coffee gets in us, you're getting.
Nobody's
Hucklebug.
Listening right now anyway.
Hucklebug.
We've noticed we haven't had a comment for about an hour, so
Yeah,
we're just.
everybody's
Hucklebug.
out having a life, and
Hucklebug.
like us, so we're just gonna say,
Hucklebug. Hucklebug. Hucklebug.
Hucklebug. That was in key.
Hucklebug.
Hucklebug.
I haven't actually made any coffee yet. I have barely gotten out of
oh,
my chair
no,
for the last hour and a half.
I've got the added attraction of hearing mine boil, sorry, and not being able to get over there and get it. Of course,
oh.
It doesn't matter because I don't have a cigarette to smoke with.
That's true. After this
Who
segment,
wants coffee now?
They call me Mr. Coffee.
That Joe DiMaggio with the bat. They call me Mr.
Coffee. Oh, lordy.
Oh, we got a comment. It's
Did
from
we?
Michelle. She's at the friend's. Oh, no.
What?
Back at the friend's house. No Skype. I have
oh.
some catching up to do. I love my guest spot.
That's all right.
I was prepared to hate it and shit. I can't wait to hear all the new special guests.
Okay, so she can listen.
Oh,
she can listen to the show.
Gonna challenge the Germans to sing "On Prose."
Oh, we wanted to sing "On Prose" with the Germans. Oh, bet
Michelle,
you can sing
Germans,
it.
Bring the Germans to your house, Michelle.
Bet you can sing "On Prose" it and. Michelle can encourage the Germans at the party
to
sing along.
Well, I could do that.
Michelle's at a party of Germans. What are we? Guten Tag. There we go. That's
well, she's not there yet. It says back at the friend's house.
That's the party.
Oh, that is the party. Okay.
Well,
oh,
I assume the party's at the friend's
well,
house.
I thought she said she was going to a friend's house, then to a party, but maybe she said a friend's house. Target and then the party starts. I think maybe is what she means.
I thought she said she's
going. Oh, there's a dog pooping.
We could no. Oh, that's nasty.
On TV, not in my house.
Sorry, we're still watching Dirty Jobs. We're still watching Dirty Jobs.
Because we thought nobody was listening.
We're watching Dirty Jobs. We're
and saying, "Come on,
guten Tag, guten Tag, Hucklebug stars." Ooh, is this going to be the cheese-making episode? I love the cheese-making episode.
Oh, he just sits around a lot.
Cheese-making is dirtier than you think.
And smellier because I've been
probably
to a dairy.
Probably very smelly. All right, we're going to talk
so
about
what are we going to...
The artist formerly known as Flipsy Cab, as you may know, left us a bazillion things to talk about. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this is
fuck.
The best episode ever. Anyway, she left us a bunch of topics, and the one we're going to choose this time to talk about is, what is your favorite game to play on a road trip? Bet?
Yeah!
What's your
oh,
favorite
hello.
Game to play
Here.
On a road trip?
Stop
well, watching Dirty
my
Jobs
favorite. No, I wasn't. I was just staring into space like an idiot.
You're just going,
I'm having my 6 a.m. right now.
That's missing.
When
that
I was
stuff.
Growing up, now, so we, of course, we played Beaver. I don't know if you...
No, you better tell everybody what Beaver is, because I'm thinking it's something else.
Beaver is, if you see a station wagon, you yell Beaver, and you get a point.
Huh.
If you yell Beaver, but it turns out not to be a station wagon, and it has to be coming towards you. Of course, you can't, if it's passing by, that's a little trashy to say Beaver, you know.
Oh, all right.
So, but if you yell Beaver, and it's not a station wagon, then you lose your points.
Interesting.
But my favorite game that we always played, and it was either my sister and I, but it was always more fun when Cousin Jacob was traveling with us, because there were three of us, was what we called the alphabet game, where you looked at billboards and
yes.
signs, just road signs, and you picked letters of the, you call, you know, A,
yeah.
I got A, you know.
Yeah, because
so,
you pass a billboard for
yeah.
Howard Johnson.
All
and get...
have to get your own set of alphabet, but once somebody's called that letter, no, but you can't use that.
Right.
And so, you know, that was before the days of Exxon, so it was still SO.
Oh, so it's harder to get an X.
X was a toughie.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen, thank God for Dairy Queen.
You could get Q's.
And it seemed
yeah,
like
we would wait forever for Exxons. Could you get them on license plates as well?
No. Ours were road signs and billboards.
Oh, we were allowed to use
plate.
Well, sometimes we were allowed to. But then we also played the license plate game anytime we were on long trips, which is, you know, you'd try to get all 50 states. You go, oh, there's Rhode Island. Oh, my God, Rhode Island. We never see Rhode Island.
They finally left home.
Exactly. I played that with formerly Flipsy Cab and Frizzer,
actually.
When we
That'd
drove out to Vegas. Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the alphabet game actually is exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, cool.
But since you mentioned
Great
Beaver,
moms.
I'll
Great
also moms. Mention Slugbug.
See, we never played Slugbug.
We played Slugbug.
I had a fun night in Pound Squeeze that night learning all about Slugbug.
Slugbug, if, for those of you who don't know Slugbug is, I guess, similar to Beaver, except for that you say Slugbug, and it's when you see a Volkswagen bug. Slugbug, and you get to hit the person next to you, so it's awesome.
The perfect bubbling car game.
Yeah. And the other one we play some. Did you guys ever play
and a fist to the bollocks?
Did you guys ever do Padiddle?
No.
Padiddle is if you
did.
See a car with one headlight out, you Padiddle. Padiddle or Popeye was the other thing that you could use. A regional variation is Popeye.
I like
Padiddle. And there are
so that's for nighttime driving only, I'm supposing.
Obviously. But you not just yell Padiddle, but you have to yell Padiddle and lick your thumb and stick it on the roof of the car. I don't know why, but that's what you had to do. And I don't know what the object of that game was. I guess to yell Padiddle and stick your thumb up there faster than anybody else.
Stick your thumb up there. Now, we did have at one point, because I was
want
sorry.
A cigarette. I'm sorry.
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
We did have at one point, because it was really cool because it had little slidey doors, mm-hmm. Car bingo, which was actually fun because you had to find things, you know, like a black and white cow or a, you know, red barn or a, you know.
We didn't have that.
Two horses humping. I don't think that was one of them.
Was that one of them?
No, it's not one of them. That
terrible.
Was the micro version.
That is terrible.
No, but you know, you had different things to find other than station wagons and letters. But
yeah.
But we always, you it's know, like they say the simple pleasures, and we always went back to the alphabet game. It was the most
Yeah,
fun.
Same here. We love the alphabet game. I, you know,
and
I,
if you made the same trip, like, you know, you were going to Roanoke, you know, and you went the next week, and then, you know, yeah. you knew that where that sign was coming.
You yeah, you knew where that sign with the X was.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. We did the same thing, and, you know, I'm sure if I was a kid, I'd have been jazzed to have a DVD player in my car, you know, when I
it
was
just takes
nine.
The way.
I know. I feel bad for today's
Family
kids that they don't get to play Padiddle and
really?
Slugbug and hit each other.
Yeah.
Slugbug!
You know, I realize it's the world's great pacifier, sit them all in front of a screen, but.
Yeah, I don't have anything against DVD players, but.
Kids don't interact with each other and.
Yeah, gee whiz.
You know, I mean, I can remember many a time taking a trip with Pat and Brian and Taylor and, you know, thinking, oh, this is going to be so much fun because I'll, of course, sit in the back seat with Taylor and, you know, out of the driveway, stick in a DVD and, you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the iPod and, you know.
Yep.
They're gone.
No more.
They're gone.
They're gone. Oh, well.
I'll go back.
All right, that's plenty of show. That's 9 minutes.
That's enough show for Stinny to get a cigarette.
9 minutes. Yeah, I do need a cigarette real bad.
Well, I can smell my coffee from here. So.
Okay, and I gotta make some.
I got
coffee
other
too.
Things on my
good.
Mind. Also, right. Really, folks want to brush my teeth, so I'll come back with clean teeth.
Oh, thank God, your breath is just
it
could knock
like
me
burritos.
Over. Really. All right, so we'll be back, now we'll be back at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, we'll talk to you then. We want more comments, come back from wherever you are. Come back from having a life and leave us comments, damn you people.
There you have a life.
Yes, damn it.
Hug a bug.
I can't find the hang-up button. Here it is. Oh, come on.